Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. In these last days before Jesus returns, things will become increasingly volatile. Jesus said in Luke 21:22, "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." When you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is not the time to be following after men. God is our King. He is the only one who can save us from what is to come upon the earth.
Our first allegiance is to God, not to people in the White House, not the politicians. They are not Jesus Christ. They're not your Lord. So you're going to have to put them in check, put them under the wherever God tells you to put them. But in the kingdom, Jesus is it. We follow him and the rest will follow after that, according to righteousness. Then the other thing we're talking about, to know what to do and not do it, is a sin. So in this case with Saul, he knew what to do, but he just didn't do it when he was ending up being sin. But I remember, even for me, when the Lord gave me this particular assignment, it was a tough assignment. I had big churches, big people coming after me. Why? They wanted to destroy me. But did it stop me? No, I just said, okay, Lord, what do I do? How do I get around this?
Here is this week's message.
They wanted to be like other nations. But God told him, listen, I don't want you to have anybody over you but me. I'm supposed to be your king. I'm supposed to be the one to give you direction. So he told Samuel, tell the people that they're rejecting me, that it's not just they want a king, but when they wanted a king, when they want a man in the White House, okay, hear this clearly, they're rejecting God, okay? Because you have to understand, individuals are not God. We can't put them on the level of being God. But for what happened to Saul was, God said, okay, we're going to give you a man, put him over you. But just know this, as long as you obey, then you and your man will live. But the minute you decide you're going to disobey God with that man, then he said, I'm going to destroy you and your God. But going back to Samuel 15, this is when God had given, shortly after he anointed Saul, he gave him assignment. Verse 3 of chapter 15, he says, now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have. Spare them not, but slay both man, woman, infant, and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people and they went. But as the story goes on, verse 9, but Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse that they did destroy. So they decided, okay, God told them, get rid of everything. And there was a reason for this. This was a vile, child sacrificing, blood sucking people. They were vile and dangerous. And God said, no, they have to be wiped out. But what these people did under Saul's leadership, they decided to spare the king. Why would you spare the king? And it was really interesting about this story, because Agag was spared and some people were spared. This was the line of Haman, the person decades later, generations later, in Esther's day, that tried to have the Jews killed. And this is why disobedience is not where we want to be, because we think it's about us. And that's what Saul thought. They made the decision. They decided, we know what God said, but they did what they thought they were doing. But God sent the prophet Samuel, and Samuel came in and he said to him, let me go to good place to start, 14. And Samuel said, what meaneth this bleeding of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they, meaning the people, brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Now, when he says who brought it there, he blaming the people. But then he says, but we have utterly destroyed. So he makes a distinction. Well, I did, but the people didn't obey. But he's a leader. If the people don't obey, it falls on the leadership. But then Samuel said to Saul, this is verse 16, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say, and Samuel said, well, God said, when thou wast little in thine own eye, in thy own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore didst thou not obey the Lord of the voice of the Lord? but didst fly upon the spoil and did evil in the sight of the Lord. And Saul, being the weak man he was, he said to Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil. Now, this is really crazy, because the whole point in this is he didn't obey. And Samuel finally told him, behold, this is verse 22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath rejected thee from being king. And that is a word for this season, for all of the people out here who are rejecting what God's told them to do. Because partial obedience is not obedience. So we're getting ready to see a change of leadership in the church, in different ministries. Why? Because the people in charge are not obeying God. They're pleasing the people. They're doing what the people are doing, and then they're using the people as a scapegoat. No, you're the leader. God put you in charge. That's like Adam. He got the word of the Lord, don't eat from this tree. But the minute his wife does and God shows up, what does he say? Oh, the wife you gave to me and I ate. No, man, you heard first. You got the orders. You're responsible. That's why we have leadership in place, so that God can talk to the leaders and the leaders can put people in check to make sure they're following God. Now, if the leader does their part and the people still don't obey, that's one thing. But Saul saved, he saved Agag, the king. And that was going to be a thorn in the side of the people of God all through the generations. And that's what people understand. This is why we got to be obedient. It's not just about us. It's about our future. It's about future generations. So when the Lord was talking to me about stuff that I needed to do, I'm like, okay, Lord, help me. Because I'm not one to be willfully obedient. I'm not one to just follow the crowd. But I do know what it's like to have lots of pressure, especially from people who are over you, who want to take authority over you. And I attempt to not take positions where I'm under somebody else that I know is not going to obey God, unless the Lord sends me. Then he's got a plan for that. But we have to be careful to listen to God and do what he says. Because that's what walking by faith is. Hearing God, believing him, and do what he says regardless of the pressure. Because otherwise we end up offending God. Forget about offending man. If it happens, it happens. But your first allegiance is to God. As people of God, our first allegiance is to God. Not to people in the White House. Not to politicians. They are not Jesus Christ. They're not your Lord. So you're going to have to put them in check. Put them under the wherever God tells you to put them. But in the kingdom, Jesus is it. We follow him, and the rest will follow after that, in according to righteousness. Then the other thing we're talking about, to know what to do and not do it, is a sin. So in this case, with Saul, he knew what to do, but he just didn't do it. And he was ending up being sin. But I remember, even for me, when the Lord gave me this particular assignment, it was a tough assignment. I had big churches, need people coming after me. Why? They wanted to destroy me. But did it stop me? No, I just said, okay, Lord, what do I do? How do I get around this? And I remember once I had to battle in the spirit against these big churches. These are men of God who were not in my generation, but the generation before me. And it's like, okay. I said, Lord, I'm sensing now, I'm coming before you. I have to fight this battle in the spirit. And I'm not trying to hurt anybody, but I know what you told me to do. And I put my face before the Lord and said, listen, if one of them ends up dead in this fight, it's not because I'm trying to hurt them. I'm trying to obey you. And I'm going to walk forward and pray this thing out. And sure enough, some things happened to some people. Why? Because they were in the way. And they chose through their authority to think, okay, we're going to stop this woman. You can't stop me. That happened politically too. People were like, well, we're going to stop this woman. I remember the Lord told me, they cannot stop you. Keep moving. And then I will deal with them. And then he told me, there's some people, Paula, before you to do my will, they're going to have to be removed from the face of the earth. He said, people will have to die for you to do your will, do my will. And that's what he said. So then I have to be cautious of not bending, because if the Lord says, go straight ahead, I go to straight ahead. I can't be disobedient because I'm not trying to sacrifice my life or sacrifice somebody else or people. Because he said, if you don't do what I tell you to do, all of millions of people will die. I sent you to warn them. But if these big people who don't want me out here, who've been threatening me, it's like, hey, Lord, do what you got to do, because I'm going straight through. So with Saul's story, he did not do that. he decided to, and he figured he was king. He could do whatever. And that's another thing. He got political people. He got people in the child. Lord Jesus, do I have to go there? There are pastors, bishops, people that I have encountered in this country alone who will say, I'm the man. I tell God what to do. Okay. People like that, they're about better to be expired, whether they are set down or set out. But just know that kind of attitude is not going to work with God in his kingdom. We've got to have people that are obedient to what God says. So when I thought about this, with Saul, what happened to Saul, I'm reminded what happened in the young prophet. I remember the story of this young prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13. This was a story I told before, but it's one that I never liked because it bothered me. Because King Jeroboam had threatened a prophet that was sent to him, and he reached out to touch the man, and his hand withered, whatever, and the man healed him. But the Lord told the man of God this, okay, I'm sending you in. Don't eat with anybody, don't drink with anybody, don't go out the same way you came in. And that was what he told Jeroboam. And Jeroboam was like, he was so excited. Thank you for healing me. Spend some time with me, let's drink, whatever. And he said, no, I can't do that because God told me I can't stay here, can't eat or drink with anybody. So when this young prophet does what he does, an old prophet hears about it and decides, find out where this young prophet is. And so he met up with him. And a message told him, hey, listen, I heard from God too. He said, you can come to my house. Okay, now mind you, the young prophet was sent on a mission, yet now he's bowing to an elder, an older prophet who said he heard from God, but he lied. And he did. He went and ate and drank with him. And while he was with him, the true word of God came out of the old prophet's mouth, telling the young prophet, you did. You ain't gonna make it home. And sure enough, that's what happened. The young prophet left that place. And I think it was a lion. I can't think it was a lion or something came and mauled him to death. Didn't eat him, just kind of mauled him, killed him, left him there. And it's like, okay, so for years that story bothered me. But the Lord said, go back to what I told the young man of God. I gave him instructions. Didn't matter if he yielded to an elder, he knew what to do. And it used to bother me because I'm like, but he respected his elder. He said, no. The whole point that he was there was to turn a king around, to turn an evil king around for the nation's sake. But because he kowtowed to this old prophet, what happened was that king went back to being evil. The nation was went back to where they were. And that was the whole point of his being sent there. So a lot of times we think, well, I did one thing, but you didn't obey God to the letter. Okay. Because you did not obey, all these people now are back where they were against God. And this king turned. Why? He heard the news. Well, okay, well, you won't eat with me, but didn't you tell me that God said, don't eat, but why did you eat with this one? So a lot of times it's our hypocrisy in the eyes of unbelievers that causes people to disobey God.
Beloved, perilous times are before us. And here's a prophetic word. Hear my voice. Answer me with obedience, for I am your only hope in days to come. For the enemy has a plan against this land and its people. It's important not to fear, but to hear my voice. Obey my voice, then watch me work. For I alone am your keeper. I will protect you and provide for those who will hear and obey my voice in the time of trouble. Seek me now. Inquire of me now. For I have great and mighty things to reveal to you. I love you and do not wish you to be destroyed. Seek me early and earnestly, and I will reveal my plan to destroy your enemies, says God, your Father, your only hope and protector. Jesus said in Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. It's time to turn our hearts back to God. Let the Lord lead you through these troubling days, and he will bless and keep you in Jesus' name.
If you've enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to become a partner with us, you can do so on our website, www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Again, that's www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe.
Until next time.